Erev Tov, everyone. Erev Tov. Hope everyone is staying safe. Hope everyone is healthy. Bez Shem, Halavai Vayter. Tonight, as I just mentioned before, we're going to be starting Baruch Shamar. We already referenced in our last year, when we spoke about Mizmer Shir Chanukah Baisel David, that Baruch Shamar really is the beginning of Psukei DeZimra. It's the bracha that starts Psukei DeZimra. Already Rashi talks about that the praises of Hashem that we say every day has a bracha before it, has a bracha at the end of it, and that is Baruch Sha'amar before and Yishtabach after. We know as well, Mishneh Berurah points out, from a halachic perspective, once a person starts saying Baruch Sha'amar, once you say the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar, you really shouldn't talk. You shouldn't talk until after Shmona Esrei. Until you finish Shmona Esrei entirely, you shouldn't be talking. And what I wanted to learn tonight is just about Baruch Sha'amar, where it's from, and it's shrouded in a little bit confusion, as so many things of the Siddur developed over time. And there's some real chilukei adeos, some real arguments as to when Baruch Sha'amar was part of the Siddur. And what I want to do tonight is just focus on a few of the first phrases of Baruch Sha'amar. You know, working on tefillah has to be very, very slow. You know, last week's parsha, the Sula Mutzav Artzav Verosho Magia Shamayim, Yaakov Avinu has that ladder going up to Shamayim. It's not a stairway. You have a stairway, not the stairway to heaven, they were wrong. The stairway, you could jump upstairs at a time. You're going up a ladder, you don't jump rungs up a ladder. You try and jump up rungs, jump over rungs, you're going to trip and chas v'shalom fall off the ladder and hurt yourself. So when we talk about spiritual ascension, when we talk about real growth, it has to be very slow. And especially when we're talking about davening. So I know I meant originally when starting this series of making tefillah meaningful that each year would really be 10 minutes, 15 minutes, mamish. That's it. But I see that over time, they've gotten a little bit longer. And tonight, I don't want to go long because it's so important. Baruch Sha'amar is so important that I want to be able to do just a few phrases. So this week, we discussed this in the beginning of the series. This week, our homework is just to focus on the phrases that we're going to be learning about tonight. Okay? Baruch Sha'amar itself, as we said, is very, very beautiful, but it's very confusing as to when it really came in. There are those who believe that Baruch Sha'amar was in fact revealed to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah from Shemayim. That the text of this tefillah actually came from either a nevuah or some type of Ruach HaKodesh to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, and like it appeared from Shemayim, this tefillah. Through their nevuah, through the Ruach HaKodesh, we know that there were the last of the prophets, of course, were members of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. And if so, if it really was from the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah with their nevuah, you're talking about this tefillah is as old as Shmona Esrei, maybe even older. Like, it's one of our oldest tefillahs that is just part of davening, obviously not Tehillim, that those come from David HaMelech, even much earlier than that. So some say that Baruch Sha'amar actually was revealed to the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, either b'nevuah with Ruach HaKodesh, and that's where it came from. Others say that no, there's no explicit mention of Baruch Sha'amar in the Gemara, but there are allusions to it. As we said, Rashi says the Gemara in Shabbos, it talks about the praise that we sing to Hashem every day, that there's a bracha before, bracha after. It's talking about, you know, the importance of this bracha before Psukei DeZimra. But others say that the text of Baruch Sha'amar that we have was really from the Rabbanan Savoroi, the Savoroim. We know the Tanoim were the authors of the Mishnah, the Amoraim were the authors of the Gemara, but the Savoroim were right at the end of the Gemara, right? Today actually was the Yahrzeit of Ravina in 499 CE. Today was the Yahrzeit of Ravina. Ravina and Ravashi were seen as the editors of the Gemara. When Ravina died in 499, many have a tradition, very traditional view, that that was the closing of the Gemara. But the truth is, we know that there were Savoraim, scholars even after Ravina, that some of their teachings made it into the Gemara. There are certain parts of Gemara that are written differently, have different nuances, are read differently, and many point out that that's actually Savaruk. These are Rishonim that say it. This isn't like a heresy. Don't worry, I'm not sharing heresy with you. The Rishonim will point out that certain parts of the Gemara weren't really from the Amoran. And some say that's where Baruch Shamar is from. It's not from the Ashkenaz Gedolah, but it's from the Rabban and Savaroi. As far as Tfilas go, that the Savaron put it as part of our daily Tfil, again, means it's very old. You're talking about something that's still like 1,500 years old. It's not, a tefillah that was added, 300 years ago, which is also nothing to sneeze at, chas v'shalom. But we're talking about something that certainly has been part of Jewish davening for a really, really long time. The Tur, the author of the first Shulchan Aruch, the son of the Rosh, he writes in his Shulchan Aruch that when a person says Baruch Shamar, you have to say it very, very slowly. The tzaddikim, they say that Baruch Shamar would take them kemat like an hour, mamish. Just Baruch Shamar would take them an hour, and they would say every word so slowly and with great, great kavana. And some say because Baruch Shamar is in fact all about God's name. Baruch Shamar is all about the name Yud He and Vav He. We know the main name of Hashem, the name of Yud He and Vav He. That we pronounce Adon, right? And that name of Hashem has many different meanings. And Rav David Tzvi Hafman, in his commentary on the Siddur and others, pick up on this. In the Nesiv Bina, Rav Yaakovson, so he has this, at length he discusses this idea, that the phrases in Baruch Shamar, the first 10 phrases that start with Baruch, each one is talking about a different aspect of Hashem's name of Yud Hey and Vav Hey. And so therefore, if what Baruch Shamar is focusing us in, whenever we say Hashem's name, we're supposed to be thinking, HaYehoviyeh, Hashem is beyond time, Hashem is Baal Rachamim, Hashem is merciful, right? That Hashem is transcendent. We're supposed to have Hashem is Adon, Hashem is Master. So there are all these different kavanas, but the truth is there are more kavanas. And there are those that argue there are 10 main meanings to Yud Hey and Vav Hey. And before we're about to daven and say this praise of Hashem, we have to know who we're praising. We have to understand the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what Baruch Shamar is about. And that's why there are tzaddikim who would take so long to say Baruch Shamar, because basically it's all a meditation about Hashem's name, which is like the deepest things in Kabbalah, meditating on God's name, right? So Baruch Shamar is all a meditation of Hashem's name, of the name of Yud Hey and Vav Hey. So let's get to it. Let's try and understand. This would be heretical when I said, let's try and understand Hashem, right? Right. We have limits in our understanding, but let's try and understand what we can, what either the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah shared with us, the Rabbanan Savaroi shared with us, in terms of lessons to take from Shem Havaya, and what we're supposed to be trying to relate to vis-a-vis the Ribono Shel Olam. So first, it is interesting to note that the first four words of Baruch Shamar V'Haya Ha'olam, right, I have a sitter in front of me, it's Kedai if you have a sitter in front of you, as we say Baruch Shamar, it's Beis, Shin, Vav, and Hey. The four letters spell B'Shaveh. B'Shaveh means with equanimity, or at the same time, b'shaveh, like together, all together now. What does that mean, all together now? So there's some Kabbalistic texts that say, Baruch Shamar V'Haya Olam, that when Jews start saying, Baruch Shamar V'Haya Olam, it's not only a matir, it not only allows the Jews, it acts, right? We said Baruch Shamar is what allows us to praise Hashem, and again, it makes sense. If Baruch Shamar is all about the names of Hashem, before you start praising Hashem, you have to know who you're praising. You have to have a basic understanding of the Ribono Shel Olam before you start praising Hashem. Otherwise, it's ludicrous. Otherwise, your praise is... What is your praise if you don't understand what you're praising, right? You know, someone praises Einstein. Yeah, he had funny hair. I love his hair. His hair was great. Is that the praise of Einstein, that he had funky hair? That's not the praise of Einstein. That's, again, that's insanity. Person has no clue of Einstein. So lahavdil, alfei avdalos. So we have to understand the Ribono Shel Olam before we praise the Ribono Shel Olam. But it's not only that we begin praising Hashem with Baruch Shamar, but there are sources in Kabbalah that say when we start saying Baruch Shamar, that's when the Malachim in Shemayim also start saying Baruch Shamar. Other Kabbalistic sources say that B'Shaveh means that just like this world is a great Shefa, there's a great divine blessing that comes into this world when we say Baruch Sha'amar with Kavana. So you should know, Bishav, that's not only that this world is sustained by Baruch Sha'amar, but also the upper world, the upper sphere. The Olamus Elyonos are also sustained by the saying, by our saying of Baruch Sha'amar. So this is all just a little bit by way of introduction. But before we get to the first phrase, one more point of introduction. We said that the first 10 Baruchs, the first 10 phrases of Baruch, connect to the 10 different meanings of Shem Havaya. But if you actually count up how many Baruchs are in the paragraph entirely from Baruch Shemar Vayolam until the end, Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Mulah Batish Bachos, excuse me, you will find 13 Baruchs. The 13 Baruchs, what does 13 represent? 13, of course, are the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachman. Whenever we find 13, that means there are 13 attributes of mercy, right? That's something that we often talk about on Yom Noron, Slichos, Yom Kippur, the month of El, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachman. But really, every day when we start praising Hashem, when we start, the formal entry into prayer, because Birchos HaShachar, Karbanos, that's all our getting ready. Right? Now we're formally approaching God in the sense of praise of Hashem, right? So then, you know, we do it with Rachamim, with the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. That's what we're invoking. And of course, the Shem Havaya itself, the name of Yud Hei and Vav Hei, the Sifri, the earliest teachings of interpretation of Torah, Halachic Midrashim, tell us that Yud Hei Vav Hei means compassion. It means rachamim. It means Hashem's mercy and Hashem's chesed. So therefore, it makes sense that if we're talking about trying to understand the name of Yud Hei and Vav Hei, we're trying to invoke Hashem's rachamim, because that's the only way we're able to come and talk to Hashem. With His rachamim, with His din, with Hashem's judgment, who are we to be able to go talk to Hashem? What right do we have to talk to Hashem? So therefore, when we talk about Baruch Sha'amar, you should know that we're looking at 13 mentions of the word Baruch itself. Okay, I don't want to go too over time, but let's start. So Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam Baruch Hu. So what's the very first thing that we have to know about Hashem? Right? Again, this is, I know this is not a simple thing. This is a very deep idea that we're talking about tonight. But what's the first thing that we have to know about the Ribono Shalom? Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam. That Hashem is the one who spoke and the world existed. Meaning, Hashem is the Borei Ha'olam. He is the one who created all worlds. And in fact, because this is so deep, because this is so beyond our comprehension, right after we say Baruch Hu, right? We've spoken about this in the past. Baruch Hu means just like Hashem is. Baruch Hu, blessed is He. Baruch, remember we spoke Baruch Hu Mvaruch Shemo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed is He, meaning like He is who He is. The Eibishter is the Eibishter. We don't have any real Havana of the Ribono Shalom. And that's why after this first statement, which is the first, if you will, revelation of God, it's the first comprehension of God that we're trying to grab onto, we say Baruch Hu. But it is Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Ha'olam. But what aspect of creation is this? So many Mefarshim point out that it says Baruch Sha'amar, who said in the past tense, V'haya Ha'olam, that Hashem is the one that brought all into creation. Baruch Shemayim V'aretz. Right? And how did He do this? And again, Amar is Lashon Avar in the past, but Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam. How did creation come about? How did Hashem bring everything into existence? With the Koach of Amira, with the Koach of Dibur. This is something we talk about all the time. Basar Ma'amaras Niver Ha'olam, the Mishnah in Avos, the beginning of the fifth perek, that Hashem created the world with 10 sayings, right? That's why there are 10 psukim of Malchias, Achronos, and Shofros in the Rosh Hashanah Shmon Esrei, because we are creating our world, so it has to be with 10, because Hashem's first creation was with the Koach HaDibur with 10 statements. So therefore, Baruch Sha'amar, V'haya Ha'olam, many Balei Musar, in their Perushim on the Siddur, they say that there's another very important lesson here. Not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created the world, but how did Hashem create the world? With Amira, with saying. We have to know the power of speech. It's all too often that we don't take our words seriously enough. right? And words, you know, Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Twersky, I still remember, he often said that one of the first lies that parents teach their children, a very, very damaging lie, is sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never harm me. He said it's not true. It's just not true. Words cause more damage than sticks and stones. He shared with Rabbanim a very sad study of women in shelters, abused, battered women shelters. And they asked them, how many of you would rather that if your husband came home in a drunken rage one night, that he mamash beat you till he broke your bones, or he would call you very, very bad names and verbally abuse you? He said the overwhelming majority of them, over 80%, said they'd much rather that their husband broke their bones than said hurtful things. Because they said, the bones will heal. But the words stay forever. And they just get played over in their head. And it just breaks them down. So we have to know, Baruch She'amar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hayei Olam, everything happened by Hashem Amar, by saying. And we have the koach, Nasa Adam. We have Tzelem Elokim. We have to know our koach hadibur. We have to know how powerful our dibur is. How powerful our dibur is to heal, to create, to lift up. And Rahman al-Tzlan, how powerful our dibur is to really hurt up, to hurt people, chas v'shalom. So Baruch Shamar v'haya olam, Baruch Hu. So that is the first thing that we talk about. Then the second is Baruch Oseh Bereishis. Baruch Oseh Bereishis. What is Baruch Oseh Bereishis? So over here you have a number of different mefarshim, but Pasha Pshat is Baruch She'amar Vayolam. That is past tense. So now Baruch Oseh Bereishis. Understand that the creation that the Eibishter did 5,781 years ago, however much that is, read Genesis and the Big Bang by Dr. Gerald Schroeder, how many billions of years that might have been based on our time perception and time dilution, time dilation. But Baruch Oseh Bereishis, understand, creation is still ongoing. Every day, HaMechadish B'tuvo B'choyam Tamid Masav Bereishis. And that's the second thing we have to know. That yes, Shem Havaya, HaYehoviyah, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, made everything, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon, he's the master, he made everything, Kone Akol. But at the same time, HaYehoviyah means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond time. So Baruch Oseh Bereishis, that it wasn't only She'amar V'Hayolam, not only that he said and the world was, but Baruch Oseh Bereishis, meaning even now, HaMechadish B'tuva B'choyam Tamid, Ma'isa Bereishis, it's taking place every day. That's the second idea of the Shem Havaya, the third idea of the Shem Havaya. Baruch Omer V'Oseh. So for this, you have to go to the beginning of Parshas Ve'era, Shemos Perek Vav, Psukim Gimel through Vav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Moshe Rabbeinu, remember, complains to Hashem. Hashem tells him, go, tell the Jewish people, I'm going to be redeeming them, go to Paro. And how does Paro respond? By making it harder for the Jewish people, by making it worse for the Jewish people, by making them gather their own straw to make the bricks, and the people come yell at Moshe and Aaron, what are you doing to us? Why are you making it harder? And Moshe Mamash, he yells at Hashem at the end of Shemos. Mamash yells at Hashem. And so in Parshas Va'era, the second Parsh in Shemos, Hashem tells him, I revealed myself to the Avos with certain names. I didn't reveal myself with these names. I'm going to fulfill my promise to the Avos to take them out. L'chein emor l'vnei Yisrael, Ani Hashem. You know what Ani Hashem means? Ani Hashem, I fulfill my promises. I told the Avos I'm going to take their children out. I told the Avos I'm going to bring their Enikloch to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to give them Ha'aretz Hazos. So understand, L'chein emor l'vnei Yisrael, go tell the Jewish people, Ani Hashem, I stand by my word. Baruch Omer V'Oseh. The third idea about the Eibishter is, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating now, Oseh, right? Baruch Oseh Bereishis. Baruch Omer V'Oseh means that Hashem said, and He does. In the past creation, right now, M'chadish B'tuva B'chayim Tamana Masereishis, Baruch Omer V'Oseh, many say, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there will be a Geula Shleima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there will be a Mashiach Tzidkenu. Hashem said, the Eibishter promised us there will be a time when Mach Hashem Dima Mi'al Kolpanim, the Eibishter will remove tears from all faces, right? There will be a time. And Baruch Omer Va'osa, the third, is saying, I believe in that aspect of Elchein and Marlev Nei Yisrael, Ani Hashem. That Baruch Omer Va'osa, that the Eibishter says, and he does, and it will be. And that's a very important yesod. Just tonight, I was speaking to someone. I don't even know if he's on. I apologize if he's on, that I'm talking about our conversation. But reached out to someone. We were schmoozing, catching up. Someone I haven't spoken to in a long time. Baruch Hashem had a simcha in his family. And he was telling me, Rabbi, you know, as difficult as it is to celebrate the simcha this way, but Rabbi, we know that Hashem is going to bring us good things. And Mom, she was giving me chizuk. It was amazing. She said, Rabbi, we know that the light is coming, the great light. And it was so beautiful. It was so inspiring. That's Baruch Omer Va'osa. Baruch Omer Va'osa means that Hashem says and Hashem does. And it will happen. So now let's move to the fourth phrase. The fourth phrase is Baruch Gozer Umekayim. What does Baruch Gozer Umekayim mean? A gezeira normally means something bad. That Hashem puts a gezeira. Gezeira normally is a gezeira ra, a bad thing. What is Baruch Gozer Umekayim? That Hashem decrees and fulfills those decrees. Some try and say, no, it doesn't necessarily mean bad. Some of Farsher Moshe Wolfson in his Perish Al Siddur Vani Tfila, he talks about Baruch Gozer Mekayim, that the Eibishter is not like politicians that make promises and doesn't fulfill. Meaning, just like Baruch Omer Va'osa, that Hashem does Baruch Gozer Mekayim, even if these things are taking a long time, understand that they will be Mekoyim. But others say, no, Gozer means normally a bad thing. Baruch Omer Va'osa says Hashem made promises and he will do them. But Baruch Gozer Mekayim, what does that mean? So there's a beautiful, beautiful story, a very powerful story about the Skolener Rebbe's Chusigin Aleinu, the first Skolener Rebbe, Rebbe Lezer Zisha, Portugal. He was in Romania after the war. He was in Romania in the 1950s. And him and his Rebbetzin and his son, who became the Rebbe, who just died last year, the more recent Skolener Rebbe, so they were very much involved in, even though it was communist Romania, in making sure that Jewish children had Jewish education, that there was Torah being taught, that there were Jewish organizations functioning properly, that there were kehilos, and he was put in jail. The Skolener Rebbe was put in jail, and he was in jail for a while, and it was communist regime. These weren't a pleasant jail experience, you can imagine. And Lamaisa, he only got out with great international pressure. Only when the Lubavitcher Rebbe found out about it, and Reb Lazer Silver, mamish, big, big tzaddikim, gedolim in America, used a lot of political clout that the U.S. government should get involved to get the Skolener Rebbe out of prison in Romania. And ultimately, they said, fine, we'll let him out of prison, but only if he leaves the country, which, I mean, he felt bad. He didn't want to leave the Yidden that were there. But that's when he came to America. But the Skolener Rebbe said when he was in jail, he said he didn't have anything to do. So he'd spend a lot of time davening and thinking about davening. So he remembered one day he stopped during Baruch Shomer, Baruch Gozer Umekayim. Gozer is a bad thing. Why do we say Baruch Gozer Mekayim, blessed Hashem who decrees bad things or Mekayim and he makes them happen? That's not good. We hope that with our davening, our tshuva, that we're mevatel gezeros, right? We're mevatel. We want to nullify gezeros. But Zacht, the Skolener Rebbe, Zichus Yigin Aleinu, he came to a different understanding. He says, you know what Baruch Gozer Mekayim means? Blessed is the one that goes there, that even though he has to make harsh decrees against us, Umekayim, that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring nisyonos, even when we don't understand, but the Eibishter brings Yisurin and nisyonos, he brings these gezeiros, but understand Baruch Gozer Umekayim, that the Eibishter gives us the ability to be Mekuyim, the Eibishter Hashem gives us the ability to endure these nisyonos, to survive and thrive through these nisyonos. And the Skolener Rebbe said it was mamish, this Torah that came to him, this idea that he had that was revealed to him from Shemayim, he felt. He said that this gave him the chizuk mamish to stay holding on in a Romanian prison. He said there were times of deep yish, deep, deep despair in a Romanian prison. But then when he came to this Pshat, Baruch goes there umekayim, that Hashem decrees, but mekayim, that the Eibishter gives me the koach to go on despite the decrees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for whatever reason, has to bring nisyonos and yisurin, challenges and sufferings. But nonetheless, umekayim, I know that the Eibishter is with me, and the Eibishter is holding me up and giving me the koach to endure this and to get through this. And such a beautiful, beautiful, important Torah, especially with the Nisyonos and the Yisurin that Rachmanu Litzlan, so many are facing. Hashem should just help us all. Baruch Gozer Mekayim. And you know, we're just going to stop here. I thought maybe we'd do a few more. It's already a little bit of time, so we're just going to stop here. Okay, everyone, thanks so much. I see someone put some questions in the chat. Everyone, feel free to get off. I will just now answer those two questions in the chat. Okay.